I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hillmail.
Hey, kid, tune in at 9 o'clock for Fitzy Erna from Lamb of God. He's a good friend of mine.
On WAAF.
Hey, speaking of that, what happened with the Five Finger Death Punch show? Were you there?
Because I was not.
Aren't you a huge fan of that band?
I am.
Okay.
But I've seen them enough at this point that I didn't feel where I was sick. It didn't make sense for me to go to a show.
People have been texting in all morning that they're very upset.
From what I've seen posted on the WAF Facebook page from people who were there and seeing comments on social media, I guess Ivan only sang a few songs, and then there was an announcement made, supposedly, about an emergency with a family member. Now, somebody had said his mom had died, and turns out it was his sober house mom, not his biological mom.
His sober house mom.
However, what's
that all about?
Well, he must have been in a sober house at one point.
Okay.
That was his kind of guardian or his mentor.
And he had
mentor.
A mom there. Okay.
But the band went on to play two full shows in the nights after that. Like, they played Jersey, I think, Saturday night. They played a full show there. A lot of people who were in attendance in Worcester on Friday mused that it seemed that Ivan might have been a little, how you say, S-faced.
Oh. Relapse.
And, yeah. Missing cues, missing lyrics. The bass player sang a couple of songs. So
they can't
I don't
all be
know.
Gems.
Right.
They can't all be gems.
I guess they did a handful of songs, and that was that.
Bit of a train wreck thing.
Unfortunate.
It's the holidays.
It's rock and roll. It's the pussification of America.
Jimi
Hendrix. So he had it totally together on stage all day, every day. I mean,
people expect differently. I mean, you know, you pay for your tickets.
Greg doesn't know anything about that, but
what? how many songs did he get out? Just a couple?
It's like 3 to 5.
Oh boy!
That's kind of what it seemed to be. Not a lot.
That's not a lot.
There was some debate over the total amount, but it was only a few.
Oh boy!
According to those who were there.
All right. Well, here are today's Hillmail voicemail messages, and they are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union for the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more. Visit cityofbostoncu.com, the City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages of the previous 5 days.
5:49 a.m.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed Black Friday. Because now it's Pay Your Rent Thursday.
End of message.
Two people died.
Yep.
Four people injured. Yep. This is around the country.
Yep. Requiring hospitalization.
And several violent incidents on Black Friday as those who like to shop got a little out of control.
6:02 a.m.
Should we expect this for the rest of the year? Have you just mailed it in, Greg? Started 2 minutes late. You usually end your first segment at like 6:12, but today it was 6:09, which totally threw off my coffee run, by the way. Thanks a lot. So, what, by like Christmas, you'll just be totally off the air, right?
End of message.
Mailing it in.
Yeah.
I've been mailing it in for years.
6:25 a.m.
Pastor died on Black Friday. Well, at least he got his casket 40% off.
End of message.
What a tragedy if you have to tell your family that somebody passed away because they were trying to get a deal on a big screen TV. I mean, it's dangerous out there.
Gotta be worth a bag of cash, though, right?
Ambulance
chase lawyers gotta be all over that, right?
Probably, I guess.
That's a settlement all over it.
If it's the place's fault or whatever, I guess.
6:44 a.m.
Well, the good news about LB's early onset dementia is tonight he can move the elf on the shelf, and tomorrow morning he's standing there with Will wondering how it got there.
End of message.
It's a head injury, sir.
It's, you know, it's concussions.
It. Yes.
It's concussions.
6:48 a.m.
Greg, what's up, man? This is Peyton Manning, and I heard that Tom Brady won his 200th game yesterday. I just want to say, man, that's BS. We got to have a recount and double-check that. I'm not too excited about that. All right, have a good day.
End of message.
Not my quarterback. Yeah. Not my quarterback. I'm going to be so happy. I don't want to jinx anything, but if he gets the 201 on Sunday, I am going to be so happy.
6:52 a.m.
So the police are going to start monitoring social media. I guess that means Stiz Grimy has to erase all his accounts.
End of message.
Yo.
Daniel.
Yo, Grimy Gear.
Yo.
40% off for Cyber Monday. Yo.
Ooh, ooh, is that real?
6:53 a.m.
So, Greg, I heard someone threw away your gravy. You got to start asking yourself, who in your house is a Hillary supporter?
End of message.
I mean, who throws away the gravy?
Yeah, but kind of surprising to me that you don't have the, like at the Myers household, we always have the at least two jars of the Heinz gravy.
Right, instant, the backup emergency gravy.
Yeah, yeah, emergency ready to go. Gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's but, like you know, gravy. And I do, I think my brother Dan ended up doing most of the cleanup stuff, which, you know, is appreciated.
Oh, that's it. He's out.
But Gravygate, like, I mean, how do you get up on Friday? You want to make yourself a giant open face Sammy and there's no gravy left. Stuffing was there. Everything. Leftover mac and cheese, which is better. Mac and cheese is better when it's reheated.
Yeah.
Second and third day in a row.
The flavors.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I
so
know
good.
Who's not getting a gift certificate to Flank this Christmas.
So, Dan? Uncle Uncle Dan? No, it's nothing for him.
6:56 a.m.
Obviously, the shoppers at Walmart did not see the Black Friday Matters banner hanging up.
End of message.
Listen, you got to be respectful to your fellow shoppers on a day like that.
7:27 a.m.
Well, 9 o'clock, Sunday night, time to watch Westworld. Bernard, no! Why, Bernard?
Bernard, that's by the way, that's a spoiler alert. You cannot. We're going to talk about it with Shu on Wednesday. But very, very interesting developments on Westworld. And I finished season 2 finally of Bloodline.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Real good?
Highly recommend that show on Netflix. Nice. Highly, highly recommend it. Mm. The guy who stars in it is the guy from Friday Night Lights, the TV show. I don't know what that guy's name is. You know the guy who played the coach on Friday Night Lights?
Yes. I can't think of his name.
Great actor. But that
Kyle
show.
Chandler.
What's his name?
Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler, yeah. Yes. Just a fantastic show, Bloodline.
Well, what character does Bo Bridges play?
He plays in the second season. Yeah. The reason I started watching is because he mentioned it again and when he was on after the incident with his father. And he plays a guy who comes in. Kyle Chandler's character is running for county sheriff.
Yeah.
And he comes in and finances the whole thing. But he has evil intent, I believe. But it's just, if you want a show that you can binge, there's two seasons. There's like 28 or 30 episodes or whatever. I mean, it's good. It's binge worthy. Extremely binge worthy.
And Bo Bridges' dad was.
He's awesome, right? He has shuffled loose this mortal coil. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.